Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered. Today, I want to talk about something that doesn't get named enough. And when it does, it's usually minimized or misunderstood. The invisible load. Not chores, not effort, responsibility. This episode is a companion to a piece I recently published called The Invisible Load is Why Helping Isn't Enough. If you want the research, examples, and editorial breakdown, I'll link it. But today, I want to talk through it plainly. A lot of conversations about marriage and household labor get stuck at the surface. Who does more chores? Who helps more? Who's tired? But that framing misses the real issue because in many homes, things are getting done. Meals are cooked, laundry is washed, appointments are attended. The problem isn't that no one is doing anything. The problem is who's carrying responsibility for outcomes. The invisible load is the thinking work. It's planning ahead, anticipating needs, preventing problems before they happen, managing the fallout when things aren't done fully. It's knowing the groceries are low before dinner becomes a crisis. It's noticing the kids' uniforms won't last the week. It's remembering appointments, deadlines, forms, follow-ups. This work doesn't stop when a task is done. It resets every day. Here's the distinction that changes everything. Help is participation. Ownership is responsibility. Ownership means you see what needs to be done without being asked. You carry it from start to finish. You fix mistakes without someone else stepping in. When one person is constantly managing outcomes, it doesn't matter how much the other person helps. The load is still uneven. This is where marriage comes in. Marriage is supposed to be partnership, shared leadership, mutual responsibility. When that doesn't happen in practice, the invisible load gets heavier. Not because there's more work, but because expectations exist that aren't being met. Managing a household alone is exhausting. Managing it alone while married is disorienting. This also explains why many women say they felt less exhausted when they were single. When you're single, the work is clear. You own it. You outsource intentionally if you can. There is no emotional labor layered on top of unmet expectations. In marriage, when partnership is promised but not practiced, the work doesn't just feel heavy. It feels lonely. This is how relationships erode quietly. Not through betrayal, not through one big blow up, but through years of forced leadership. Leadership someone never wanted but couldn't opt out of. Women don't leave because they hate responsibility. They leave because they're tired of carrying it alone. The solution isn't more conversations. It's not reminders. It's not intentions or short-term effort. The solution is ownership. Initiating without prompting. Thinking forward. Completing things fully. Where no one has to go behind you, protecting outcomes. Trust doesn't come back through words. It comes back through consistent action. Now, I know this was not a normal episode, but I really wanted to share more in depth what the mental load actually means and for families to be able to see how they can have partnership. And if you're interested in more episodes like this in Mom Life Unfiltered, I can share more, but I also know it's a journey. It's a journey to partnership. And it takes communication. It takes patience because everyone grows up in different backgrounds. No one grew up in the same exact household, right? So that's why you have to set your own expectations when you have your own home. And yes, it's tough. But it doesn't mean it's not possible. So if this episode resonated, I encourage you to read the full written piece, The Invisible Load is Why Helping Isn't Enough. It goes deeper into the research and the systems behind this dynamic. This isn't about blaming. It's about naming what breaks partnerships quietly. so they have a chance to survive. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective, or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.